Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
What a privilege it is to worship the Lord.
Hvilket privilegie det er at tilbe Herren.
Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing like the presence of God.
Der er intet som Herrens nærvær.
Now the Bible says about the nation of Israel.
Bibelen siger om nationen Israel.
There is no other nation like that nation, you know, back in the day God told about them. The Lord said about the nation of Israel that there was no nation like them because they had the Lord as their God.
Og Gud sagde om nationen Israel, at der fandtes intet andet land som det land, fordi de havde Herren deres Gud.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is what God has given to all of us as the body of Christ, the same blessing that we have the Lord as our God.
Og det er det samme som Gud har givet til hans folk, den samme velsignelse som Israel havde.
So it's a real privilege to be called sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Så det er virkelig et privilegie at blive kaldt sønner og døtre af den højeste Gud.
Before we get into the word tonight, I wanted to first of all thank Pastor Erling for inviting me to come.
Og inden vi går ind i ordet her i aften, vil jeg gerne først og fremmest takke Pastor Erling for at have inviteret os til at komme.
And I want to thank Pastor Steve.
Og jeg vil gerne sige tak til Pastor Steven.
Carolyn, it's a joy for me to be here with my wife Val this time.
Og det er en glæde for mig at være her sammen med min hustru Val den her gang.
It's wonderful to see all of you.
Og det er vidunderligt at se jer alle sammen.
And it's an honor to be here to worship with you and to share God's word.
Og det er en ære at få lov at dele Guds ord sammen med jer.
You know, I've been really enjoying since being yesterday, you know, since the time I was here. I felt the presence of God very strong this year.
Og det her år, der har jeg følt Herrens nærvær meget stærkt.
Anytime the presence of God is increasing and grows stronger, that means God is going to do something very special.
Og hver gang at Herrens nærvær bliver stærkere, betyder det at Herren er i færd med at gøre noget specielt.
You know, every service has been wonderful since, you know, I've been here. I've been really receiving and really encouraged by the Lord.
Og hvert møde har været virkelig vidunderligt her, og jeg har taget imod fra Herren og blevet opmuntret.
And I just want to share with you something that God laid on my heart.
Og jeg vil bare gerne dele nogle ting, som Herren har lagt på mit hjerte.
How many of you love the Word of God?
Hvor mange her elsker Guds ord?
You know, there's nothing like the Word.
Der findes intet som ord.
Because anything that God does has to first come through the Word of God.
Fordi alt hvad Gud gør, må først komme igennem ordet.
Amen.
Amen.
Anything that, you know, any good thing that happens in our lives comes out of the word.
Og alt det gode der sker i vores liv, det kommer fra ordet.
And that's why as God's people we need to go back to the scriptures again and again and again.
Og det er derfor at vi som Guds folk må tilbage til ordet igen og igen.
Tonight I want to share with you a word about the glory of God.
Og i aften vil jeg dele et ord om Herrens herlighed.
And how that glory of God changes our lives.
Og hvordan Herrens herlighed forvandler vores liv.
From the beginning of time, God has always tried to give us His glory.
Og helt fra begyndelsen, tidernes begyndelse, har Herren forsøgt at give os sin herlighed.
When God created us in the beginning,
da Gud skabte os i begyndelsen,
when God created the first human beings, Adam and Eve,
og da Gud skabte det første menneske, Adam og Eva,
they were created to live in the glory and the presence of God.
Der blev de skabt til at leve i herligheden og i Guds nærvær.
And we all know the story of what happened back then.
Og vi kender alle historien om hvad der skete.
When sin came into the world.
Da synden kom ind i verden.
And when sin came into the heart of Adam and Eve.
Og da synden kom ind i Adams og Evas hjerte.
The first thing that they lost was the glory of God.
Så det første de mistede, det var herligheden.
And since that time,
og siden den gang,
God's heart has always been to give back the glory to us in one form or the other.
Så har Guds hjerte længtes efter at give den herlighed tilbage på den ene eller anden måde.
That's why the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Det er derfor Bibelen siger, at alle har syndet og mistet og manglet herligheden.
So what sin does to all of us?
Synden gør for os alle sammen.
It removes God's glory from us.
Det fjerner Guds herlighed fra os.
Sin and the glory of God cannot coexist.
Synd og Guds herlighed kan ikke eksistere på samme tid.
That's why salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ is so important.
Og det er derfor at frelsen i Jesus Kristus er så vigtig.
Because in salvation what God is kind of trying to do is to restore back the glory of God into our lives.
Fordi igennem frelsen forsøger Gud at genetablere herligheden i vores liv.
I want to share with you on those lines a little later, but then I want to begin by looking at this passage from Isaiah chapter 60.
Og jeg kommer ind på det her lidt senere, men jeg vil gerne lige dele noget nu her fra Isaiah kapitel 60.
Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 60.
Kom med mig om i Isaiah kapitel 60.
And the Lord wanted me to share the scripture with you, so I'll go ahead and start with that.
Så han vil at jeg skal dele det her med jer, så det gør jeg.
Isaiah 60 verses 1, 2 and 3.
Isaiah 60 vers 1, 2 og 3.
It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising." And also verse 4, as Pastor Erling shared last night, "Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side."
Rejs dig, bliv lys, for dit lys er kommet. Herrens herlighed er brudt frem over dig. For se, mørket dækker jorden, mulmet dækker folkene. Men over dig bryder Herren frem. Hans herlighed viser sig over dig. Folkeslag skal komme til dit lys, og konger til din stråleglans. Og vers 4, som Pastor Erling delte i går aftes. Løft blikket og se dig omkring. De samles alle og kommer til dig. Dine sønner kommer fra det fjerne. Dine døtre bæres ved hoften.
God wants us to lift up our eyes and see what he is doing.
Gud ønsker, vi skal løfte vores øjne og se, hvad han gør.
The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few.
Høsten er stor, men arbejderne er få.
God is getting ready to move mightily in the nations.
Og Gud, han er i færd med at bevæge sig mægtigt i nationerne.
See, the enemy always does something preemptively, knowing that God is going to move.
Og fjenden, han forsøger ligesom, eller han er lidt bagud i forhold til det, Gud gør.
Even the war that is going on in Ukraine.
Selv med krigen, der foregår i Ukraine.
It is what the enemy is trying to do, because he knows what God has planned.
Så forsøger fjenden at gøre noget, fordi han ved godt, hvad Gud har planlagt.
And God wants us to see beyond the natural.
Og Gud, han ønsker, at vi skal se ud over det naturlige.
That's why God wants to enlighten the eyes of our understanding, that we may behold what he is doing.
Og det er derfor Gud, han ønsker at oplyse vores hjertes forståelse, sådan at vi ser, hvad han gør.
And so in this hour when we are being challenged in different ways as God's people, God wants us to arise and shine for him.
Så i denne her time, hvor vi bliver udfordret som hans folk, der ønsker han, at vi skal rejse os og skinne.
The best is yet to come.
Det bedste ligger foran os.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you believe that?
Hvor mange tror det?
You know, God is a God of plan And he has wonderful strategies.
Gud, han er en Gud af planer, og han har vidunderlige strategier.
And he has planned something wonderful.
Og han har planlagt noget vidunderligt.
And as God's people, we need to be encouraged and pray and be bold and confident, knowing that God is moving.
Som Guds folk, så må vi være opmuntrede og vide, at Gud, han bevæger sig, og at han har vidunderlige planer.
Look at what he says. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Se, hvad der står. Rejs dig, bliv lys, for dit lys er kommet, og Herrens herlighed er brudt frem over dig.
And he says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness or gross darkness will, the darkness of people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. It's about his glory.
Og det her, det handler om Herrens herlighed. For se, mørket dækker jorden, og mulmet dækker folkene. Men over dig bryder Herren frem, og hans herlighed viser sig over dig.
You know, as God's people, we carry his glory.
Som Guds folk, så bærer vi hans herlighed.
It is about his glory.
Det handler om hans herlighed.
I want to share with you some scriptures, which I'm just sharing only because I want you to understand the heart of God and his plan to reveal his glory.
Og jeg vil bare dele nogle skriftsted, som viser, hvad Gud han ønsker, og hvad han vil gøre i forhold til sin herlighed.
Since the beginning of time, God has always tried to reveal his glory to his people.
siden tidernes begyndelse, der har Herren altid forsøgt at åbenbare sin herlighed over hans folk.
What is the glory of God?
Hvad er Guds herlighed?
The word in Hebrew is kabod, which is the weight of his presence.
Og ordet på hebraisk,
it's the heavy presence of God.
Og det er en tung nærvær af Gud.
It's a very tangible presence of God.
Og det er en vældig håndgribelig nærvær af Gud.
See, God is everywhere.
Gud, han er overalt.
Heaven is his throne.
Og himlen er hans trone.
Earth is his footstool.
Og jorden er hans fodskammel.
And yet he wants to fill the earth with his glory.
Og alligevel ønsker han at fylde jorden med sin herlighed.
Remember the time when Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 6, the year King Uzziah died. The Bible says he looked up and he saw the Lord high and lifted up.
Og husk på Esajas kapitel 6, hvor kong Josias.
He saw the Lord.
Hvor han så Herren højt og løftet op.
And he saw the angels and seraphims, you know, worshiping him, saying, "Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are full of your glory."
Og hvor han så englene og himlens herskere lovpriser Herren og siger, hellig, hellig er herskers herre.
And suddenly he sees how unworthy he is, and he begins to cry, "Oh, is me? I am done. I'm just finished. I'm just nobody, Lord."
Og pludselig så han sin egen komme til kort og sagde, at han var uværdig.
And then the angel of the Lord comes and touches his tongue with a coal of fire.
Og så kommer Herrens engel og berører hans tunge med et kul, ja, af ild.
And so he begins to see his unworthiness.
Og han begynder at se sin egen uværdighed.
And then the Lord tells him, "Who will go for us?"
Og så siger Herren, hvem vil gå bud for os?
Why does God want us to go forth in his name?
Hvorfor ønsker Herren, at vi skal gå frem i hans navn?
To reveal this God of glory to the world.
For at åbenbare herlighedens Gud for verden.
Do you know the gospel itself is about the glory of God?
Ved du, at evangeliet, det handler om Herrens herlighed?
It is about the glory of God.
Det handler om Herrens herlighed.
Some of you are looking at me strangely.
Nogle ser lidt underligt på mig.
What is he talking about?
Hvad taler han om?
Okay, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Gå med mig om i 2. Korinther 4.
And verse 4.
Og vers 4.
It says, "Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them."
For dem, der ikke tror, deres tanke har denne verdens Gud blindet, så de ikke ser lyset, der stråler fra evangeliet om Kristi herlighed.
The good news is the gospel that is about the glory of Christ.
De gode nyheder er, at evangeliet det handler om Kristi herlighed.
The glory we lost in Adam, we have gained in Jesus.
Og den herlighed vi mistede med Adam, har vi genvundet med Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is why we can experience God's presence today, because God's glory has come into our lives through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Og det er derfor vi kan opleve Herrens nærvær og herlighed, fordi at herligheden er kommet med Kristus.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Kristus i dig. Herlighedens håb.
It is about the glory of God. God is trying to restore back to your life.
Det handler om, at Gud han ønsker at genetablere herligheden i dig.
Look at what it says.
Se på, hvad det siger.
Same chapter, verse 6, it says, for it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Til Gud, der sagde, at mørke skal lys skinne frem, han har ladet det skinne i vores hjerter til oplysning og til kundskab om Guds herlighed på Jesu Kristi ansigt.
Where do we see the glory of God?
Hvor ser vi Herrens herlighed?
In the face of Jesus Christ.
I Jesu ansigt.
The Bible says in Psalm 84, the Lord gives glory and grace to his people.
Og Bibelen siger i Salme 84, at Gud giver ære og herlighed til sit folk.
Since the fall of man.
Og siden menneskets fald.
The longing of every human being is to taste the glory of God.
Så har længslen i et hvert menneske været at smage Guds herlighed.
You know why people are addicted to many things?
Ved du hvorfor mennesker de bliver afhængige af så mange ting?
Because
fordi
they don't know the glory of God.
Fordi de ikke kender Herrens herlighed.
If you know and experience and taste of his glory, you won't crave other things.
Hvis du kender og har smagt Guds herlighed, så vil du ikke have en krav eller et længsel efter andre ting.
There is a longing for this glory that comes only through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Der er en længsel efter denne her herlighed, som kun kommer fra Jesus Kristus.
That is why when someone receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior,
og det er derfor, at når nogen modtager Jesus som Herre og Frelser,
the moment you repent of your sins,
i det øjeblik du omvender dig fra dine synder,
the moment you turn to Christ,
i det øjeblik du vender dig til Kristus,
the moment you are born again,
i det øjeblik du bliver født på ny,
the moment you are saved by his grace.
Og i det øjeblik du bliver frelst ved hans nåde.
The moment you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
I det øjeblik du bliver forløst ved Jesu blod.
It is the beginning of tasting the glory of God in your life.
Det er begyndelsen af at du smager herligheden i dit liv.
See, that is why every born again Christian longs to remember and taste what it was like when they first received Jesus.
Og det er derfor, at enhver på nyfødt troende længes efter at smage så det, som de smagte, da de først tog imod Jesus.
Because that is the first time we tasted the glory of God.
Fordi at det var første gang, at vi smagte
and
Herrens herlighed.
From that point on, till we see Jesus face to face, that longing for the glory of God keeps increasing.
Og fra det øjeblik og indtil vi ser Jesus Kristus, så vil den længsel bare blive stærkere og stærkere.
Because only the glory of God can satisfy our soul.
Fordi det er kun Herrens herlighed, der kan tilfredsstille vores hjerte.
That is why we worship.
Det er derfor vi tilbeder.
That is why we give God the glory.
Det er derfor vi giver Gud æren.
You know what happens in worship?
Ved du hvad der sker i tilbedelse?
As we give God the glory and praise.
At når vi giver Herren ære og pris.
As we thank him.
Og så når vi takker ham.
God in return gives us glory.
Så giver Herren tilbage sin herlighed.
There is an exchange that takes place during worship.
Der er en udveksling der sker.
You give God what is due to him.
Og du giver Herren hvad der tilhører ham.
And he gives you what you long for.
Og du giver, og han giver dig, hvad du længes efter.
Which is his glory.
Som er hans herlighed.
And that glory can keep increasing in your life.
Og herligheden kan til stadighed øges i dit liv.
Okay, so I'm just giving you an idea of how God wants to fill your life with his glory.
Så jeg giver dig ligesom en idé om hvordan at Gud han ønsker at fylde dig med sin herlighed.
Do you know the first time that God appeared to Abraham?
Ved du første gang hvor Gud han åbenbarede sig for Abraham?
It's very interesting what the Bible says about it.
Og det er interessant hvad Bibelen siger om det.
When Stephen is preaching in you know the first time in Acts chapter 7.
Da Stefanus han prædikede første gang i Apostlenes Gerninger kapitel 7.
Acts chapter 7 verse 2. This is what it says.
Og vers 2 der står der.
And he said, brethren and fathers, listen, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran.
Der står der her, Stefanus svarede, brødre og fædre, hør på mig, herlighedens Gud viste sig for vores fader Abraham i Mesopotamien.
Who appeared to him?
Hvem åbenbarede sig for ham?
The God of glory.
Herlighedens Gud.
The God of glory appeared to him.
Herlighedens Gud åbenbarede sig for ham.
You see?
Ser du?
You and I need to encounter the God of glory.
Du og jeg har brug for at få et møde med herlighedens Gud.
And then of course the Lord met with Isaac.
Og så mødtes Herren selvfølgelig med Isak.
Then with Jacob.
Og med Jakob.
Jacob becomes Israel.
Og Jakob bliver til Israel.
And the glory of God continues.
Og herligheden fra Gud fortsætter.
And then God meets with Moses.
Og så møder Gud Moses.
So we all know the story of the burning bush.
Og vi kender alle historien om den brændende busk.
Wonderful encounter with the Lord.
En vidunderlig møde med Herren.
He was when the Lord met with him, he was actually, you know, stammering. He couldn't speak well.
Og da Herren mødte ham, så stammede han, og han kunne faktisk ikke tale så godt.
And God, you know, gives him his brother Aaron.
Og Gud, han giver ham hans bror Aaron.
To be his mouthpiece.
Som skal være hans mundstykke.
And the Lord sends him back to Egypt.
Og Herren sender ham tilbage til Egypten.
And God delivers the children of Israel.
Og han udfrier Israels børn.
Brings them through the Red Sea.
Og han bringer dem ud i det røde hav.
And gives them the law.
Og giver dem loven.
And then while in the wilderness.
Og mens de er i ørkenen.
Moses begins to pray a prayer.
Så begynder Moses at bede en bøn.
A man who had seen the very presence of God.
En mand som har set Guds herlighed.
The man who saw the cloud of glory.
Og en mand som har set herlighedsskyen.
The man who saw the power of God in action.
Og en mand som har set Guds kraft i aktion.
And I was thinking about it this morning, amazing.
Og jeg tænkte over det her til morgen, det er for
forbavsende. The Bible says when the Lord opened the Red Sea.
At Bibelen siger at da Herren åbnede det røde hav.
You know, Amy was sharing that this afternoon.
Og Amy hun delte om det her i eftermiddag.
The Lord allowed his children to walk on dry ground, the Bible says.
Herren tillod sit folk at gå på tør grund.
When the Lord opened the Red Sea,
da Herren åbnede havet,
the waters were on the side,
så var stod vandet op
like
som en
wall,
mur, som en mur.
In the middle was dry ground.
Og igennem var der tørt grund.
And Amy was saying this morning, this afternoon, that 3 million people crossed.
Og Amy, hun delte her, hvordan at 3 millioner mennesker, de gik over.
Moses saw the power of God.
Moses så Guds kraft.
And yet, you know what his longing was?
Og alligevel, ved du hvad længslen var?
In Exodus 33.
I 2. Mosebog 33.
He said, Lord, please show me your glory.
Han siger, Herre, må jeg godt se din herlighed.
You see, we all have seen great things in life.
Vi har alle set store ting i vores liv.
God has done great miracles.
Gud har gjort store mirakler.
He has saved us, healed us,
han
delivered us. He has done great things.
Os, udfriet os og gjort store ting.
That's why we're here tonight.
Og det er derfor vi er her i aften.
And yet the longing of every person is that we should see the glory of God.
Og alligevel så er længslen i enhver person om at se Herrens
herlighed. That is the very desire of every believer.
Og det er enhver troendes længsel.
The more you see the glory of God.
Og jo mere du ser Guds herlighed.
The more you will become like him.
Jo mere vil du blive som ham.
God uses his glory to change us into his likeness and image.
Gud bruger sin herlighed til at forvandle os til så vi bliver ligesom ham.
We cannot change in any other way.
Vi kan ikke forandre os på nogen
anden
måde.
It's the glory of God that changes us.
Det er Herrens herlighed der forvandler os.
You know when Moses encountered the Lord?
Ved du, da Moses fik et møde med Herren?
I like how Paul explains that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
Og jeg kan lide hvordan Paulus han forklarer det i 2. Korinther 3.
let's look at that passage. You know, since we are already there in 2 Corinthians 4, let's turn back to the previous chapters, 2 Corinthians 3, where Paul explains, you know, the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant.
Lad os lige se, når vi er heromme i Korinther i kapitel 3, hvordan Paulus han siger, beskriver forskellen mellem den nye og gamle pagt.
This passage tells us how precious you and I are to God.
Og denne her passage fortæller os om, hvor dyrebar du og jeg er for Gud.
You know, you and I have something better than what Israel had.
Og du og jeg, der findes noget bedre for os end det vi har oplevet.
There is no comparison to what they had and what we have today.
Der findes ingen sammenligning med hvad de havde og hvad vi har i dag.
You know, they had the natural covenant.
De havde den naturlige pagt.
We have something far more exceedingly greater than what
og
they had.
Og vi har noget langt bedre end hvad de havde.
You know, for them, God gave them tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments.
For dem så gav Gud dem sådan en stentavle.
Paul explains it beautifully.
Og Paulus han beskriver det smukt.
We all know how God wrote with his own finger.
Og vi ved alle hvordan Gud skrev med sin egen finger.
The Ten Commandments were written by the finger of God, not by Moses.
De 10 bud blev skrevet med Guds finger og ikke af Moses.
On tablets of stone.
På stentavler.
But
men
in the New Testament.
I det nye testamente.
Under the covenant that you and I are.
Under den pagt under hvilken vi
the
er.
The Bible says God writes in the tablets of our heart.
Der står, siger Bibelen, at Gud skriver på stentavle, altså vores hjertes tavle.
By the Spirit of God.
Ved Guds ånd.
The Spirit of God is writing in your heart.
Guds ånd skriver i dit hjerte.
We have something far more greater than anyone can ever have.
Og vi har noget, der er langt større, end hvad nogen anden kan have.
Let me read that for you.
Lad mig lige læse det for dig.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3.
2 Korinther 3:3.
Look at what Paul says. Clearly you are an epistle of Christ or a letter of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on the tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is of the heart.
Så det er klart, at I er et Kristusbrev, der er blevet til ved vores tjeneste. Ikke skrevet med blæk, men med den levende Guds ånd. Ikke på tavler af sten, men i hjerter, på tavler af kød og blod.
Verse 7. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious?
Men når dødens tjeneste, vers 7, indhugget i sten med bogstaver, havde sin herlighed, så at Israels børn ikke kunne se på Moses' ansigt på grund af hans ansigts stråleglans, der dog forsvandt, hvor meget mere vil så ikke åndens tjeneste have sin herlighed.
What happened back then was,
hvad der skete dengang,
when Moses encountered the glory of God,
da Moses han fik et møde med Herrens herlighed,
his face was shining.
Så skinnede hans ansigt.
The children of Israel could not see his face.
Og Israels barn kunne ikke se hans
so
ansigt.
So he had to put a veil.
Så han måtte sætte et slør for.
But the amazing part was,
men det vidunderlige var,
even though the glory of God was great,
selvom Herrens herlighed var stor,
it was fading.
Så forsvandt den ligesom stille og roligt.
You know, that's where we get the term faded glory.
Og det er derfor vi har det her udtryk faded glory, altså den herlighed der ligesom tager aftager.
But the children of Israel did not know it had faded because Moses still had the veil.
Men Israels børn vidste ikke at det var aftaget, fordi at Moses havde stadig sløret over.
But the glory that we have in Christ.
Men den herlighed vi har i Kristus
is an ever increasing glory.
Det er en til stadighed forøgende herlighed.
It doesn't fade away.
Det aftager ikke.
It's an ever increasing glory.
Det er en til stadighed tiltagende herlighed.
Look at what Paul says.
Se på hvad Paulus siger.
Verse 11.
Vers 11.
For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious.
For når det der forsvandt havde sin herlighed, så skal det der bliver ved.
Verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror of the glory, the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Herren er ånden, og hvor Herrens ånd er, der er frihed. Og alle vi med utilsløret ansigt ser i et spejl, skuer Herrens herlighed, forvandles efter det billede, vi skuer fra herlighed til herlighed, sådan som det sker ved den Herre, som ånden er.
How many of you desire to be more like Jesus?
Hvor mange her længes efter at blive mere som Jesus?
You know, God has a plan to make us more like Jesus.
Gud, han har en plan for at gøre os mere lige Jesus.
The way we become more like Jesus.
Og måden vi bliver mere som Jesus.
Is by being with Jesus.
Det er at være sammen med Jesus.
And beholding him.
Og ser ham.
The more you see him.
Jo mere du ser ham.
The more you become like him.
Jo mere bliver du som ham.
The Bible says, as we behold him.
Og Bibelen siger, at som vi ser ham.
The Spirit of God changes us from glory to glory.
Så vil Herrens ånd forvandle os fra herlighed til herlighed.
The only way you and I are going to be transformed.
Den eneste måde du og jeg bliver forvandlet.
Is by seeing the face of Jesus.
Det er ved at se Jesu ansigt.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
At vi ser hen til Jesus, som er begyndelsen og afslutteren af vores tro.
The more we behold him,
jo mere vi ser ham,
the more we are changed.
Jo mere bliver vi forvandlet.
We are transformed into the image and the likeness of
vi
Jesus.
Vi bliver forvandlet i Herrens lighed, så vi ligner
See,
ham.
We cannot change ourselves.
Vi kan ikke forvandle os selv.
We're just mere human beings.
Vi er bare mennesker af kød og blod.
We cannot change by ourselves.
Vi kan ikke lave os selv om.
See, we can change our outward behavior.
Ja, vi kan forandre os lidt, hvordan vi opfører os.
But our hearts only God can change.
Men vores hjerte er det kun Gud, der kan forvandle.
God is not trying to reform us.
Gud, han prøver ikke på at reformere os.
He's trying to transform us.
Han forsøger at forvandle os.
Complete transformation.
En fuldstændig transformation.
And it happens every day.
Og det sker hver dag.
Until we see him face to face.
Indtil vi ser ham ansigt til ansigt.
As we read in 1 John chapter 3 verse 2, it says when we behold him we will be like him.
Som vi læser i 1. Johannes 3:2 at vi når vi ser ham, så bliver vi lige ham.
The day when Jesus returns,
den dag Jesus han vender tilbage.
When we see him,
når vi ser ham,
we will be like him.
Så vil vi blive som ham.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's going to be a glorious day.
Det bliver en herlig dag.
But in the meantime,
men i mellemtiden,
God has filled us with the Holy Spirit.
Så har Gud fyldt os med sin Helligånd.
To change us.
For at forvandle os.
See, if we have walked with the Lord for a few years.
Ser du, når vi har vandret med Herren igen nogle år.
And if there is no change.
Og hvis ikke det så er en forandring.
Something is wrong.
Så er der noget der er galt.
You see?
Ser du?
People should change. Should see the change in us.
Mennesker skulle kunne se forvandlingen i os.
People should be able to see more of Jesus in us.
Mennesker skulle blive i stand til at se Jesus mere i os.
We're not perfect.
Vi er ikke fuldkomne.
But we're not what we used to be.
Men vi er ikke den, som vi plejede at være.
Because God is continually changing us.
Fordi Gud han til stadighed forvandler
And
os.
And that work happens because of the Spirit of God in us.
Og det værk sker på grund af Guds ånd i os.
As we continue to look to him.
Når vi fortsætter med at se hen til ham.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So look at what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7.
Og se her i 2. Korinther 4:7.
It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Men denne skat har vi i lerkar, for at den overvældende kraft skal være Guds og ikke vores.
You know, in Colossians 1:27 we read Christ in us the hope of glory.
Og i Kolossenserne 1:27 læser vi Kristus i os herlighedens håb.
So that there is this wonderful seed and deposit that God has given within us.
Så det er den her vidunderlige sæd som Gud har deponeret i os.
And this glory of God keeps increasing.
Og at Herrens herlighed til stadighed øges.
And
Until the day we see Jesus face to face.
Indtil den dag vi ser Jesus ansigt til ansigt.
This amazing glory of God works amazing things.
Så denne her fantastiske herlighed fra Jesus udvirker fantastiske ting.
You know, God has kept this amazing glory in us.
Gud han har bevaret denne her vidunderlige nåde i os.
And that is what we carry, the treasure in
og
us.
Og det er det vi bærer. Denne her skat
every time you speak to someone,
så hver gang du taler med nogen,
they get to taste a little bit of the glory that is in you.
Så kommer de til at smage lidt af den herlighed der er i dig.
See, it's the glory of God that is being manifested through your life.
Og det er den her herlighed der bliver manifesteret igennem dit liv.
I want us to look at this passage from John chapter 17. It's very
interesting. Vi skal lige se på den her passage fra Johannes 17.
John 17 is the time when Jesus prayed what we call the high priestly prayer.
Og det er denne her bøn her, som Jesus bad, som vi kalder den hans ypperste præstelige bøn.
I want to explain to you why this glory of God is so important in your life.
Og jeg vil gerne forklare for dig, hvorfor denne her herlighed er så vigtig i dit liv.
Jesus is praying to the Father.
Jesus beder til faderen.
John chapter 17 verse 1.
Og i Johannes 17 fra vers 1.
Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven.
Sådan talte Jesus, og han så op mod himlen og sagde.
And said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your son, that your son also may glorify you.
Fader, timen er kommet. Herliggør din søn, for at sønnen kan herliggøre dig.
Verse 4. I have glorified you on the earth.
Og vers 4, jeg har herliggjort dig på jorden.
I have finished the work which you have sent given me to do.
Ved at fuldføre den gerning du har givet mig at gøre.
Verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
Vers 5, Fader, herliggør mig nu hos dig med den herlighed jeg havde hos dig før verden var til.
Now let me explain to you what happened before Jesus came to the earth.
Lad mig lige forklare hvad der skete før Jesus kom til jorden.
You'll read that in Philippians chapter 2.
Og det kan du læse i Filipperne 2.
The Bible says even though he is God.
Og Bibelen siger at selvom han var Gud.
He made himself of no reputation.
Så gjorde han sig ikke, som om han var
her. He emptied himself.
Han udtømte sig selv.
Before he came down.
Inden han kom ned.
See, the life of Jesus did not begin here on earth.
Jesu liv begyndte ikke her på jorden.
Jesus is God.
Jesus er Gud.
He is God from all eternity, past, future, you know, everything.
Han har været Gud i hele evigheden og vil altid være det.
He laid aside all his glory, power, majesty, authority, power, dominion, everything that was with him. He laid it aside before he stepped down to heaven.
Og han aflagde al sin herlighed og sin guddomsmagt og sin og alt det han var i Gud, det aflagde han inden han kom til jorden.
Emmanuel, God with us.
Emmanuel, Gud med os.
He came and he tabernacled among us.
Han kom og han boede i telt iblandt os.
The word became flesh and dwelt among us and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son of God.
Og ordet blev kød og vi så hans herlighed fra den eneste Gud.
So Jesus is praying this prayer before he went to the cross.
Så Jesus bad den her bøn inden han gik til korset.
He said, Father, give me back the glory that I had before the world began.
Han siger, far, giv mig tilbage den herlighed, jeg havde, inden jorden blev skabt.
God of glory.
Herlighedens Gud.
Came down for us.
Kom herned for os.
The form of a man.
I et menneskeskikkelse.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He became like one of us.
Og han blev som en af os.
That we may become sons and daughters of God.
Sådan at vi kunne blive Guds sønner og døtre.
The Son of God became the Son of Man.
Men Guds søn blev til en menneskesøn.
That we, as sons and daughters of the earth, can become sons and daughters of the living God.
Sådan at vi sønner og døtre af jorden kunne blive Guds sønner og døtre.
There was a divine exchange that took place on the cross.
Der var en guddommelig udbytte der skete på korset.
Jesus took all that was ours and he gave to us all that is his.
Jesus han tog på sig alt det der var vores og vi fik alt det der var hans.
The Bible says he who knew no sin sin became sin for us.
Og Bibelen siger, ham som ikke kendte til synd blev til synd for os.
That we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
For at vi kunne blive Guds retfærdighed i Kristus Jesus.
The blessed God forever became curse for us, that we might be redeemed from the curse of the law.
Den velsignede Gud blev til en forbandelse for at vi skulle blive til en velsignelse.
The Bible says cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
Og Bibelen siger forbandet vær den som hænger på et træ.
Jesus became a curse for us.
Jesus blev en forbandelse for os.
That we might inherit the blessings of Abraham and the promise of the Spirit through faith.
For at vi kunne blive arvinger til Abrahams velsignelse og til velsignelserne i tro.
This amazing exchange took place on the
denne
cross.
Her vidunderlige udbytte skete.
He took all our burdens.
Han tog alle vores byrder.
He took all of our sicknesses and diseases.
Han tog alle vores sygdomme.
And by his stripes we are healed.
Og ved hans sår er vi helbredte.
He gave us his healing.
Han gav os sin helbredelse.
He took all that the enemy had against our lives.
Og han tog alt det som fjenden havde imod vores liv.
Every sin that you and I have ever committed.
Enhver synd som du og jeg nogensinde har begået.
The Bible says the handwriting that stood against our lives.
Og Bibelen siger at den håndskrift som var skrevet imod vores liv.
This afternoon Amy beautifully explained about how the devil is the prosecutor, he's the accuser of the brethren.
Og her i eftermiddag forklarede Amy så smukt hvordan at fjenden han er vores anklager.
He's got a list of things that we have done to grieve God.
Han har en hel liste af ting vi har gjort som har bedrøvet Gud.
Every one of our sins, everything that we have done against God, every lawless deed he has against us. He is the public prosecutor, if you will.
Og anklageren, han har en hel liste af alle de her ting som vi har gjort som ikke har været rigtigt overfor Gud.
Jesus took that list.
Jesus han tog denne her liste.
Nailed it to the cross.
Og naglede den til korset.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And made whatever the enemy had against us powerless.
Og gjorde alt det som fjenden havde imod os magtesløs.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know if you put a hole in a legal document it becomes invalid?
Og ved du at hvis du laver et hul i sådan et lovligt dokument så bliver den ugyldig.
And if you put a red ink on it that means it's cancelled.
Og hvis du laver hvad? En rød prik på den, så betyder det, så den er annulleret.
You take an important certificate.
Og du
okay?
tager sådan et vigtigt dokument.
You put a nail through it.
Og du sætter et søm igennem
den. And sprinkle some red ink on it.
Og du sprinkler noget rødt blæk på den.
It's cancelled.
Så er den annulleret.
That's what Jesus did for you.
Det var det Jesus gjorde for dig.
He took all that the enemy had against you.
Han tog alt det som fjenden havde imod dig.
When Jesus was nailed to the cross.
Da Jesus han blev naglet til korset.
He put that document.
Han tog det dokument.
And let the nail go through his hands.
Og han lod den sømmet gå igennem sine hænder.
Through the document.
Og igennem dokumentet.
Nailed it to the cross.
Og naglede det til korset.
Made that document invalid.
Og det gjorde hele det dokument værdiløst.
You are a free man, you're a free woman today.
Og du er et fri mand og en fri kvinde.
By the blood of Jesus.
Ved Jesu blod.
Everything against your life is cancelled.
Alt der står imod dit liv, det er annulleret.
You're a free man.
Du er et frit menneske.
You're a free woman.
Du er en fri mand og du er en fri
By
kvinde.
By the blood of Jesus.
Ved Jesu blod.
Everything that the enemy threw at you.
Så alt hvad fjenden har kastet
is done away.
Det er slut.
On the cross of Christ.
På Kristi kors.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus has won the victory.
Jesus har vundet sejren.
That's why the Bible says, "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ."
Og det er derfor Bibelen siger, "Takket være Kristus, som giver os sejren i Jesus."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is why, as a child of God, you can experience victory in every area of your life.
Og det er derfor, at du som et Guds barn kan opleve sejren i alle områder i dit liv.
The Bible says.
Bibelen siger.
The Lord will always causes to triumph in Christ in every place.
At Gud altid vil føre os i sejrs tog.
There is no defeat for a child of God.
Der findes ikke noget nederlag for et Guds barn.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because Christ has won the victory for
Fordi
us.
Fordi Kristus har vundet sejren for os.
And by his blood.
Og ved hans blod.
You are more than a conqueror.
Så er du mere end en overvinder.
You are more than a conqueror through the one who loved you and died for you.
Og du er mere end en overvinder. Gennem ham som elskede dig og døde for dig.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why every time you speak the blood of Jesus.
Og det er derfor at hver gang du taler Jesu blod.
The enemy becomes powerless.
Så bliver fjenden magtesløs.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is power in the blood of Jesus.
Der er kraft i Jesu blod.
There's healing in the stripes of Jesus.
Der er lægedom ved Jesu sår.
There's power in his name.
Og der er kraft i hans navn.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have the power to overcome and to be more than a conqueror.
Du har kraften til at være en overvinder og til at blive mere end en sejr.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid.
Så du skal ikke være bange.
God will give you the victory.
Gud giver dig sejren.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Those of you are from Ukraine.
Og jeg fra Ukraine.
The Lord hears your cry.
Herren hører jeres råb.
The Lord has seen your tears.
Og Herren har set jeres tår.
And he's sending you an answer.
Og han sender et svar.
An answer of hope.
Et svar af håb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon the nation of Ukraine.
Herrens ånd er over Ukraine.
He's going to do something there.
Han skal gøre noget der.
Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged.
Så vær ikke mismodig.
I know you've been through a lot of pain and suffering.
Jeg ved, I har været igennem meget smerte og lidelse.
But the Lord has not forgotten you.
Men Herren har ikke glemt jer.
He will do what he has planned to do.
Han vil gøre det, som han har planlagt.
And no one can stop the work of God.
Og intet kan stoppe Guds værk.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herr.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Hallelujah. There's a word of hallelujah. Victory the Lord is giving for Ukraine.
Og der er et ord af sejr, som Herren har givet til Ukraine.
Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Oh Rabana Hasi Hanana Didana Lara Laba. Ribanti Damahalana Di Karabu Shahana Dira Laraba. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Tak, Jesus.
Thank you, Master.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tak, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your doing it, Lord Jesus.
Tak, fordi du gør det, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Father, I just pray for a breakthrough, oh God.
Far, jeg bare beder for at gennembrud her.
Oh, ribahanadikara lalabosha. There are more with us than with them, Father God.
Der er flere med os, end der med dem.
Send your holy fire, oh God.
Send din
victory in the blood of Jesus. Father, we sprinkle your blood, O God. Over the nation of Ukraine, Master. Victory in the blood of Jesus. Victory in the blood of Jesus. Rebana Haruna Kasi Karudidi Andara Manasi Hantara Larabalaba. Oh God, glorify your name, Master. Strengthen your people, O God.
Herre, vi sprinkler dit folk med Jesu blod.
Oh God, strengthen your people, Master.
Styrk dit folk.
Also pray for Belarus, O God.
Og vi beder også for Hviderusland.
Oh God, bring healing.
Bring lægedom.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your servant, Pastor Dima.
Herre, velsign din tjener, Pastor Dima.
Oh, Rabala Shehana Daralaraba. Cover him under your precious blood, O God.
Dæk ham under dit dyrbare blod.
Shehana Daralaba. Lord, I pray that you will make an occasion, Lord God, for your name to be glorified.
Herre, skab en anledning for at dit navn kan blive herliggjort.
Yes, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
ja,
you, Master.
Jesus. Tak, Mester.
Thank you, Master.
Tak.
Let Jesus. Him come here and testify one day.
Lad ham komme her og vidne om det en dag.
Yes, Master, of what you have
done. Ja, Herre, hvad du har for ham.
Thank you, Lord. Every test will be turned into a testimony.
Herre, enhver test vil blive vendt til et vidnesbyrd.
We worship you, Lord God.
Vi tilbeder dig, Herre.
Thank you, Lord God.
Tak, Herre.
In John 17, Jesus continues to pray for all of us.
I Johannes 17 fortsætter Jesus med at bede for os alle sammen.
Do you know Jesus prayed for you and me in John 17?
Ved du, at Jesus bad for dig og mig i Johannes 17?
Look at verse 20.
Se på vers 20.
For I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe me through their word.
Ikke for dem alene beder jeg, men også for dem, som ved deres ord tror på mig.
He prayed for believers of all generations.
Så han har bedt for troende igennem alle generationer.
And his prayer was verse 21 that they all may be one.
Og hans bøn var i vers 21 at de alle må være ét.
Say all may be one.
Se, alle må være ét.
That's the prayer of Jesus.
Det er Jesu bøn.
You know, God never moves until His people are one.
Ved du, at Herren bevæger sig aldrig før hans folk er et?
God never moves.
Herren bevæger sig aldrig.
Until we become one.
Indtil vi bliver et.
It says in Acts, they were all in one accord in one place.
Og i Apostlenes Gerninger står der, at de var alle samlet i en drægtighed.
And the Lord began to move.
Og Herren begyndte at bevæge sig.
How many want to see the Lord move?
Hvor mange her ønsker at se Herren bevæge sig?
Secret is unity.
Og derfor søger vi enhed.
Unity is different from uniformity.
Enhed er forskelligt fra ensartethed.
We're all different.
Vi er alle forskellige.
But we are one.
Men vi er ét.
Right?
Er det sandt?
And when we are one,
og når vi er ét,
one heart,
ét hjerte,
one mind,
ét sind,
one accord,
i enhed,
one place,
ét sted,
Spirit of God will begin to move.
Så vil Herrens ånd bevæge sig.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know Peter and John never got along?
Ved du, at Peter og Johannes egentlig aldrig kunne rigtig sammen?
Big problem with the disciples.
Der var store problemer blandt disciplene.
Each one was a character.
Og hver eneste en af dem var sådan en karakter.
Just like us.
Ligesom os.
We are all characters.
Vi er alle forskellige personligheder.
James and John were brothers.
Johannes og Jakob var brødre.
Peter and Andrew were brothers.
Og Peter og Andreas var brødre.
They were all fishing partners.
Og de var alle fiskepartnere.
But James and John,
men Jakob og Johannes,
they were called sons of thunder.
De blev kaldt tordensønnerne.
Action men.
De var virkelig mænd af action.
They thought they were Old Testament prophets.
Og de troede, de var de gamle testamentets profeter.
Jesus went to a village and he was preaching.
Jesus tog hen i en landsby og prædikede.
People did not receive him.
Og mennesker, de tog ikke imod dem.
They became mad.
Så blev de vrede.
He said, Lord, let's call down fire like Elijah.
Ja, skal vi ikke kalde ild ned fra himlen?
You know what the Lord told him?
Og ved du, hvad Herren sagde til dem?
Do you know what kind of spirit you have?
Ved I, hvilken ånd I taler af?
You got a big problem, James and John.
I har et stort problem, Jakob og Johannes.
Your heart is not right.
Jeres hjerte er ikke rette.
The Lord said, I have to give my life.
Herren siger, jeg må give mit liv.
Peter was not happy.
Det var Peter ikke så glad.
He said, no chance, Lord.
Og han siger, på ingen måde her.
No way, Lord.
Det kan ikke komme på tale.
The Lord said, get thee behind me, Satan.
Og Herren sagde, vi bag mig, Satan.
Even after Jesus rebuked him then,
selv efter at Jesus han irettesatte dem,
still he did the same thing in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Så gjorde han det samme i Gethsemane have.
Took a sword.
Han tog et sværd.
Chopped off a soldier's ear.
Og han huggede et øre af en soldat.
Jesus had to get him out of trouble even in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Jesus han måtte endda bringe ham ud af problemer selv i Gethsemane.
Jesus had to fix his problem right there. He took that ear, fixed it.
Og Jesus han måtte fikse det og tog øret og satte det på plads igen.
Save Peter.
Og frelse Peter. Redde Peter.
Big problem with these disciples.
Og disciplene havde kommet i store problemer.
So Peter and John did not get along.
Så Peter og Johannes kom ikke så godt ud af det sammen.
You know why?
Ved du hvorfor?
James and John went to their mother.
Jakob og Johannes, de gik til deres mor.
And we need some recommendation.
Og så sagde de, vi har lige brug for lidt anbefaling.
Please talk to Jesus.
Vær sød lige og snak med Jesus.
I want to sit on the right side of Jesus.
Jeg vil gerne sidde på Jesus
højre side. The other guy said left side in his kingdom.
Og den anden vil gerne sidde på hans venstre side i hans rige.
Jesus said, you know.
Og Jesus han sagde,
it's not for me to give you that position.
Det tilhører ikke mig at give jer den position.
Father decides who does that.
Min far bestemmer hvem der gør det.
So because of that.
Så på grund af det.
Peter was not happy.
Så var Peter ikke så glad.
Because he wanted to sit there too.
Fordi der ville Peter gerne sidde.
So Peter and John never got along.
Så Peter og Johannes kom ikke så godt ud af det sammen.
So only on the day of Pentecost.
Så men på pinsedagen.
See Jesus after he died and he rose again.
Efter at Jesus han døde og opstod igen.
40 days he was on earth.
Så var han 40 dage på jorden.
After his resurrection.
Efter hans opstandelse.
Teaching them about the kingdom of God.
Og han underviste om Guds rige.
So in those 40 days.
Så i de her 40 dage.
Peter and John slowly became friends.
Så blev Peter og Johannes langsomt venner.
And then Jesus ascended on the 40th day.
Og Jesus han opsteg på den 40. dag.
As he was taken up,
og da han blev taget op,
all the disciples saw him go up into heaven.
Og alle disciplene, de så at han steg op til himlen.
And they were all very happy.
Og de var alle glade.
And for the next 10 days,
og i de næste 10 dage,
they were all in the upper room praying.
Så var de i øversalen og bad.
So the 10 days of prayer united them.
Så de 10 dage af bøn forenede dem.
On the 50th day,
på den 50.
dag, on the day of Pentecost,
på pinsedagen,
the Lord poured out the Holy Spirit.
Så udgød Gud sin ånd.
Peter and John became very close.
Og Peter og Johannes blev vældig tætte.
They are walking to the gate, beautiful.
Og de går hen til til porten, eller den skønne port.
In the hour of prayer, they are going to the temple.
Og de går ud af templet.
They looked at the lame man.
Og de så på den lamme mand.
And they said, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give to you. Before that he said, look at us.
Og Peter sagde til den lamme mand, sølv og guld har jeg ikke. Men inden han sagde det, så sagde han, se på os.
Look at us.
Se på os.
Who? Peter and John.
Peter og Johannes.
Suddenly they became good friends.
Nu var de pludselig gode venner.
And that word, one word, look at us.
Og det her ord, se på os.
Made all the difference.
Det gjorde hele forskellen.
You know, God never works with a divided people.
Gud arbejder aldrig med et splittet folk, med et delt folk.
You can be individually anointed and powerful.
Du kan være lige så salvet og kraftfuld, som det er muligt.
We can be jumping and doing all kinds of
things. Vi kan hoppe og vi kan gøre alle mulige ting.
God will wait until you become united.
Men Gud venter indtil I bliver forenet.
And only then he will move.
Og først der vil han bevæge sig.
So I want to tell all of us.
Så jeg vil gerne sige til os alle sammen.
We are one in the Lord.
Vi er ét i Herren.
There is no difference among us.
Der findes ingen forskelligheder iblandt os.
It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is.
Og det spiller ingen rolle hvilken farve din hud har.
It doesn't matter what your background is.
Eller hvordan din baggrund ser ud.
It doesn't matter what your education is.
Eller hvilken uddannelse du har.
We are all one in the
Lord
Jesus Christ. Vi er alle
ét i Jesus Kristus.
One body.
Ét legeme.
One Holy Spirit.
En hellig ånd.
One faith.
En tro.
One baptism.
En dåb.
One Lord.
En Herre.
One God.
En Gud.
When we are such united people,
når vi er et sådan forenet folk,
there is no limit.
Så findes der ingen begrænsninger.
The Bible says Bibelen God
siger,
wants to manifest the manifold wisdom of God through the church.
Gud han ønsker at vise sin mangfoldighed igennem kirken.
The church should be united.
Kirken vil være forenet.
Because there is darkness in the world.
Fordi der er mørke i verden.
God's heart is my glory will be seen upon you.
Og Guds hjerte er, at hans herlighed må blive set iblandt dem.
If we have to carry the glory of God.
Så hvis vi skal deklarere Herrens herlighed.
We have to realize we are in this together.
Så må vi indse, at vi er i det her sammen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God wants to move mightily upon the nations.
Gud, han ønsker at bevæge sig mægtigt over nationerne.
God is preparing amazing things to do in the coming years.
Og Gud, han forbereder fantastiske ting i de kommende år.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is getting ready to move mightily upon the earth.
Og Gud, han gør sig i færd med at bevæge sig mægtigt på jorden.
The glory of the latter house will be greater than the former.
Og herligheden i det sidste hus vil blive større end i det første.
The best is yet to come.
Og det bedste er foran os.
God is preparing us.
Gud, han forbereder os.
The Bible says Jesus is the high priest of the good things to come.
Og Bibelen siger, at Jesus, han er ypperste præst for de gode ting, der skal komme.
Say good things to come.
Sig gode ting, der skal komme.
Jesus said.
Jesus sagde.
You will do greater things than what I have done.
I skal gøre større ting end hvad jeg har gjort.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know why?
Ved du hvorfor?
Jesus has invested in his church.
Jesus har investeret i sin kirke.
He said, I will build my church.
Han sagde, jeg vil bygge min kirke.
And the gates of hell will not come against it.
Og helvedes porte skal ikke få magt over den.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The church will manifest the power and the glory of God.
Kirken vil manifestere Guds herlighed.
Hallelujah.
Og kraft.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Herr.
Do you know the blood of Jesus speaks of better things than the blood of Abel?
Ved du, at Jesu blod taler om bedre ting end Abels blod?
I don't know what your need is.
Jeg ved ikke, hvad dit behov er.
But the blood of Jesus speaks blessings over your life
Men
tonight.
Men Jesu blod taler velsignelse over dit liv.
And the glory of God will accomplish the purposes of God for you.
Og Herrens herlighed vil fuldføre hans beslutning over dit liv.
You're not alone.
Du er ikke alene.
All of heaven stands behind you.
Hele himlen bakker dig op.
The God of glory stands with you.
Herlighedens Gud står med dig.
So be strong in the Lord.
Så vær stærk i Herren.
And in the power of his might.
Og i hans magt.
There are more with us than with them.
Der er flere med os end der er med dem.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When God opened the eyes of Elisha's servant.
Da Gud han åbnede Elisas tjeners øjne.
He saw a huge heavenly army stand around, surrounding them.
Da så han en mægtig himmelsk herskare, som omringede dem.
With his natural eyes, he could see the Syrian army surrounding.
Og med sine naturlige øjne kunne han kun se de syriske styrker.
But when God opened his spiritual eyes,
men da han åbnede hans åndelige øjne,
he saw the armies of God around the armies of Syria.
Da så han Guds hær eller herskarenes hær omringe dem.
And Elisha said there are more with us than with them.
Og Elisa han sagde der er flere med os end der er med dem.
We worship an amazing God.
Vi tilbærer en fantastisk Gud.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You and I have an open heaven over our lives.
Du og jeg har en åben himmel over vores liv.
Oh, from him comes every good gift.
Og fra ham kommer enhver god gave.
Whatever you need comes from above.
Hvad end du har brug for, så kommer det fra himlen.
The Lord watches over you.
Og Herren våger over dig.
And he will do great things.
Og han vil gøre store ting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we stand to our feet and
kan
pray
vi stå op
tonight?
På vores fødder?
The Lord is here in our midst.
Herren er her i aften.
Hallelujah, Lord. Can we just go ahead and thank the Lord? Just thank the Lord at
bare
this time.
Tak Herren, hvor du står.
Hallelujah. Come on, open your mouths and
bare
thank
him. Bare åbn din mund og begynd at takke ham.
Oh, Rabba Hana, Tira, Baha, Ure, Kedi, Tiri, Dara, Shahana, Dara.
Si, Baba, Baba, yes.
Oh, the glory of God is filling you.
Hans herlighed.
Ira, Baba, Bala, Hasa,
Hallelujah.
Oh, the glory of your presence.
Herre, hallelujah. Herligheden er dit nærvær.
Tak fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.